This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 19, how to use American English slang about bikes and transportation. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
In today's episode, learn three key terms that you can use when you talk about scooting and biking and transportation with a native speaker.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey there, Michelle. What's going on in your world?
Oh, not too much. Yeah, I'm thinking still about transportation. Yesterday, we had a really interesting conversation about transportation in the U.S. and how things are changing in cities. And so, guys, we are going to continue talking about the topic, give you a little bit of vocab today. We want to remind you, though, before we get started, to follow the All Ears English Podcast so you don't miss any of our episodes. We are here 4 times a week, yes. Talking about connection, not perfection.
Yes, how to use English and forget about being perfect. Forget about your grammar mistakes. When you learn with us, guys, we are focusing on showing you how to connect in English, in That's business, right. In your life, in school, whatever it is, we'll show you how to connect. And today's topic, again, like Michelle said, we're talking again about transportation, but we're going to give you some key vocabulary terms to actually have a conversation with a native speaker about this topic, right? Because now we want to extend it into that idea.
Right. Exactly, Lindsay. So Yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah. So yesterday, or in the last episode, episode 18, go back and listen if you haven't. But in episode 18, we did talk about how in more cities, we can now rent scooters, bikes to get around the city. We just have to scan the code, you know, pay for it, and then drop it off when we arrive at our destination. I love this. And Michelle, I've been using scooters. I was in Nashville a while ago, just, you know, celebrating a birthday, and we scooted all over the city of Nashville. Nice. So I just dropped a verb, a little verb for our listeners. What's the verb I just dropped?
You said to scoot.
We scooted.
Yeah, that's to use a scooter, guys. You know, you're on with the one foot and you're moving with the other foot, hanging on. And yeah, that's a scooter. So to scoot is to use the scooter.
No, but actually, Michelle, these are next level scooters. If you haven't seen them, they're motor powered. Yeah. So we're not using any muscles. We're not kicking off with our foot
a
kid would.
Oh my gosh. No, well, I haven't used any of those.
Oh yeah. Okay, they are fun. They go up to about 14 miles an hour. And they're computerized, so it knows where you are. So if there's some sidewalk that's not allowed on the map, it actually will ding, or like we tried taking them over a bridge in Nashville and our scooters were constantly like ringing a bell, and it was very embarrassing because people looked at us like we were stealing the scooters. We weren't, but we weren't supposed to take them over that particular bridge. So they're very web 2.0, Michelle.
Oh my gosh. Okay, awesome. So is it easy to just kind of grab a scooter? And what does that mean to grab a scooter or grab a bike?
Good question. And that's our next vocab term. Guys, I hope you're writing these down. Make sure you write them down to get ready for this conversation with a native. But yeah, it really is. So I can open my app and I can see, oh, okay, here's a scooter at this intersection. I can reserve it in advance. So it'll wait for me up to about 10 to 15 minutes, not a day or two, right? And then I go and I check out. I just scan it. I check out. And then it records how much you owe by the time. And then it bills your Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's really convenient. So grab a scooter, grab a bike. It means to take it, to get one.
Exactly. Exactly. I love that. So guys, so far, your vocabulary words for today are to scoot, right? That's a verb. So we go ahead and we say we scooted or we'll scoot there, right? And grab a scooter or grab a bike. And we're talking about the bike shares, right? Where it's not where you're going, you're getting one from this app. Now, Michelle, what's the next term that our listeners need to know?
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. This one I love. It's like riding a bike.
All right. What are we talking about here?
Well, it's funny because we're not necessarily talking about riding the bike. So with the bike, the idea is that you don't forget how to ride a bike because it's always in your muscle memory. It's mm-hmm. like one of those things you can't really forget it, although it's not true in my situation.
You forgot how to ride a bike.
I mean, I didn't forget it. I was never a great bike rider to begin with. Let's start with that. But like when I did try again, I fell off and it was a little bit of a bloody mess. And that's why I have a little bit of a mental block on it.
Tell us the story, Michelle. When did this happen?
Okay. So it probably happened like 13 or 14 years ago.
Okay, good.
And I was on a trip and it was like a group of us and I wanted to do biking and you could either go biking or you could go shopping. And it was like an organized trip. And I was like, oh, well, I'll try biking. And everyone talked about how terrible they were going to be at biking. Oh, they hadn't ridden it in such a long time. And I said, no, I'm going to be terrible. They said, no, I'm going to be terrible. I said, I'm going to be terrible. And they all got on and they started and I fell off right away. Before the starting line. And yeah, my hands were all bloody and I had to like ride in a van with someone.
Oh no, Michelle.
Yeah.
What kind of bike was it? Was it like a street bike or a mountain bike?
It was a racing bike. Kind of bike.
Okay, okay. A regular bike.
And so that kind of like gave me a mental block on it. But, you know, I will try again. But generally, when you say it's like riding a bike, it's supposed to be like, oh, it's something that's easy. It kind of comes back to you. You just get it. You
know? Yeah, completely. So guys, this can be used obviously outside of a conversation about bikes. You can use this with anything. If you know, maybe someone has played a card game their whole lives. Usually this is about muscle memory though, right, Michelle? This is about some kind of action that you will never forget because you learned it young. Like skiing,
right,
I guess.
Right, right. Exactly. That's a good point. Usually learn it young. So it's like, oh, it'll come back to you. Even if you don't really remember it right now, like it's going to come back to you right when you start to try again.
Like, I don't think I could forget how to hit a tennis ball. I have hit the tennis ball so many times in my life. When I was a teenager, I would spend hours, summer afternoons against the backboard, just boom, boom, hitting the ball all day. I loved it so much. So I could never forget how to hit that ball.
So right, there you like go. There you go. Like yeah. even if you didn't hit a ball for like years and years, like right. yeah, maybe for the first minute it would feel a little bit funny, but then you would get right back into it. Like once your muscles would kind of take over.
And there's something really cool. I think as humans, we love mastery. Like we love being able to do something well. It's part of being human and feeling good about ourselves and the world. So make sure you find that thing that to you guys is like riding a bike. Maybe we can talk about that in another episode, how to find that thing, that activity, that physical activity that we know is like riding a bike to us. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Right. Oh my gosh. Cool. This was a lot of fun. Guys, today you got some really great vocab. Mm-hmm. Some stories from us.
Absolutely. This has been fantastic. Guys, use these terms when you have a conversation about biking or just about life and activities with a native speaker. And Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. What should our listeners do right away to make sure they don't miss any All Ears English episodes?
Make sure, guys, that you follow the All Ears English podcast so you don't, like Lindsay said, you don't want to miss anything.
Exactly. All right, Michelle, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.